This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Mark Rubin is a senior advisor to Governor Tim Kaine and a professional mediator. He joins us on the line from his office in Richmond. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'm glad you could be with us. Now, give us. Let's start with a little Mark Rubin 101. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background. Professional mediator, it's not the kind of thing you sit on the playground when you're a kid and you say, you know, when I grow up, I'm going to be a mediator. So tell us how you get into this line of work.
You know, that certainly was true as I was growing up. However, now there are actually peer mediation programs in schools that are excellent programs, and maybe kids are starting to think about being a mediator.
That's a great point, yeah.
But as for me, I'm a lawyer, and the way I got into it, frankly, as a story was, I was riding down the street one day, heard on the radio that the Better Business Bureau was offering free training for mediation, and I was practicing law in Richmond at the time. And I went to the training. Turned out it was excellent training by the American Bar Association, and started doing consumer mediations for the Better Business Bureau. After a while, folks started calling me and actually were willing to pay me to do the service. And I did that as part of my law practice for a number of years, and then about 4 or 5 years ago, gave up my law practice and started doing mediation work full-time with the McCammon Group, which is a group here in Virginia that has a number of retired judges and lawyers, and did a number of cases in all different fields, medical malpractice cases, automobile cases, business breakups, securities types of cases, and also public policy cases. And then Governor Kaine was kind enough to bring me onto his staff, and I've been able to use those skills in this job as well.
Now, Mark Rubin is my guest. If I'm not mistaken, there's only one governor in the United States that is currently advised among his senior advisors as a professional mediator, and that's Governor Kaine right here in Virginia.
It appears that we are in a unique situation here. There was one gentleman, Greg Wolf, who worked in Oregon. Not exactly in the same position, but he was a mediator, and he worked with Governor Kitzhafer out there. But your question was currently, and that's my understanding, is that we are the only state that has this arrangement.
Now, Mark, I guess the best place to start is, you know, for folks tuning in, or including myself, what is mediation? Everybody is familiar with a trial. You know, you just turn on your TV and there's some drama is a trial, or the news is covering the trial. What exactly is mediation, and how is it different from a trial?
Well, in a trial, to answer the back part of your question first, in a trial, essentially you have two parties who are adverse to each other, who are both trying to convince a judge or a jury who would be the decision maker to make a decision to resolve their dispute. In a mediation, the mediator essentially is facilitating a negotiation, and the only way you can get to an agreement is if the parties agree to the agreement. So the mediator is not a decision maker. He's chosen mutually by the parties, typically mutually by the parties, and the job is to be a neutral, and the process is entirely different. In a trial, obviously, you have witnesses and you have evidence. In a mediation, essentially, you have the parties themselves are the decision makers, and they sit oftentimes together, sometimes in different what are called caucuses, but the mediator facilitates the discussions to the point where the decision makers, the parties themselves, come up with an agreement. It's very much a voluntary process, and parties choose this manner in order to try and resolve their disputes.
Mark Rubin is a senior advisor to Governor Kaine, joining us for the first time on the program this afternoon from his office in Richmond. Mark, what particularly interests me here is the fact that we're taking these new tools of mediation, which really over the last couple decades have become very finely tuned new tools, and we're putting them to use in government, which is really fascinating. That there perhaps we might be looking at a new way of actually resolving some of these differences, of actually creating good policy that works for people, of actually getting past partisan politics. Give us some idea for how exactly mediation really works behind the scenes.
Well, actually, most of the processes when you're talking about in government are typically not behind the scenes. They typically are public processes. There is the ability to have a FOIA exemption in the law, a Freedom of Information Act exemption, if you're actually doing a mediation that involves things like litigation or matters that are in litigation. But typically, these processes, and I call it mediation, and I'd say it, what I call it's kissing cousin facilitation, is used quite often. And so the first part is it's a very participatory process. In the types of things that I've been involved with, what we try to do is to convene the stakeholders and generally cast a pretty wide net as to who are those people that would be interested in a particular problem and solving a particular problem. And they're brought together, typically sitting at a big table all together, and the facilitator tries to work with them to, first of all, define what the problem is that needs to be solved, and then to work through using the process. It's essentially the same process, a mediation facilitation process, to sort of elicit the expertise of the various stakeholders and to see if there's a way to get to a resolution. It is not your basic, typically not your basic concept of everybody has to compromise in order to get somewhere. There are some aspects of compromise in that process, but it's more of what is described as an interest-based problem-solving process. And for example, year before last, when I was in the private sector, I began mediating between Verizon telephone and cable companies in Virginia. There actually were two conflicting pieces of legislation, each going to the question of whether there would be competition in the cable business in various localities in Virginia. Because as you know, in the past, a cable company would come into a locality and get a monopoly. It was called a franchise, but essentially it was a monopoly, and there were good reasons for it to be a monopoly. But technology has changed, and so the question was, could competitors come in, and how are we going to fit that into the law? And for example, in that we sat for many, many hours with representatives of the cable industry and Verizon, and eventually also local governments were involved as well, and crafted a piece of legislation that eventually was passed by the General Assembly that changed that process. It created a new way for franchises to be granted so that there could be multiple franchises in a jurisdiction. And so typically in the legislative process, they both would have put their pieces of legislation in, and they'd go and lobby and present to a committee and have a vote. And there had been a winner and a loser. In this case, my sense is that we had two winners. We came up with a program or with a piece of legislation that seemed to work for both sides there. So that is one example, I guess, of how this could work. And it again, was a voluntary process where they all agreed to sit down at the same table together. They sat for many hours, but worked it out.
Mark Rubin is a professional mediator and a senior advisor to Governor Tim Kaine. Mark, personally, I think this is incredibly exciting. The more I learn about this, the more I realize this could change government. This could really change the way that government works, and it could change the way that legislators actually do their jobs. I mean, am I being a bit too grandiose here, or do you share that sentiment?
Well, you know, yes, I think it is. It's potentially a very positive change, and I think that, in one sense, what it does is shift a lot of the discussion away from fighting into more trying to solve a problem. And doing it before a legislative session, I've done some of these issues have come up during a session, and legislators have said, please, you know, everybody's got to go in the room, you know, go in there with Mark and see if there's a way if we can work this out. But a lot of times it's moving a lot of the discussion up front and out of the context or the direct context of a session to see if there's a way to solve the problem and then bring it to the legislature as a consensus recommendation where the legislators don't have to get into sort of the fighting details, but more get a chance to look at what's being presented purely from the public interest, because that really is their job. And then to either approve or not approve what has been brought in front of them. And so it is a change. Many things are negotiated at the General Assembly. I mean, there are just too many pieces of legislation that come before the legislators, so that negotiation is a pretty significant part of it. The difference, in one sense, is that you hope that a mediator or facilitator can make those negotiations much more efficient. And also, it changes the tenor between the parties themselves, because if they can come to an agreement fairly efficiently, it sets folks up not to frustrate the implementation of it, but to really spend their time trying. They now have a vested interest in it and a desire to implement it. And so it tends to help with relationships, which, as you know, at the General Assembly are very important. Among stakeholders as well as among legislators, and it also creates that some momentum towards moving forward as opposed to somebody feeling like they've lost in a vote.
My guest is Mark Rubin, a senior advisor to Governor Tim Kaine and a professional mediator, currently the only professional mediator advising a governor here in the United States. Mark, might we see the day when the General Assembly in Richmond has sort of an in-house mediation team that can perhaps help some of these sides get together at times?
Yeah, that's a very good question, and it is a something that we're thinking about, and many people are thinking about how to sort of institutionalize this role. In some other states, in Maryland, there's a state agency that actually tries to facilitate these matters. In several other states, there are academic institutions that have pools of mediators that they work with that I believe are available to the legislature on various issues. And so the possibility is certainly there. Virginia, in some ways, is very advanced in mediation, and in other ways, we have some things we could learn from other states. But yes, But my hope certainly would be that what you've said could be true.
I think the average citizen out there, the average Virginian, thinks, you know, those folks, if you're going to Richmond, just do a good job. Stop arguing so much. Stop posturing and spend your time focusing on good legislation. And, you know, we all want a government that works, that does its job, that sort of stays out of our business, but does the job that it needs to do. And we, you know, at the end of the day, we want a government that we can be proud of, that we can look to and say, that's the way to do it. And Virginia is setting an example for the nation. And I just want to congratulate you and commend you for, you know, being somebody who's exploring these new tools. Is there a different way that we can do this? It is 2007, after all. It's not 1777. Is there a different way that we can figure out how to make government actually work better?
And I think, and the answer is yes. And for example, just to give you another quick example,
sure.
Back in several years ago, the Department of Environmental Quality, well, actually, y'all would remember it up in Central Virginia as well as anybody about the drought. And Governor Warner found that there was no real planning on water issues, and it was very difficult. They basically were reacting to the drought and just weren't able to have all the tools that they really needed to address it. And so back during his administration, started to go in terms of a regulation that would work with local governments to start doing water planning. And so we got stakeholders. I worked on that. stakeholders, agricultural interests, local government interests, environmentalists, state agencies, all together. And this took about a year and a half, but we hammered out a water planning regulation that is working very well and trying to get us to the position in Virginia that we have a real understanding of the value of the water resource, where it is, how much people think they're going to intend to use. And so that's a big change, and that was something that people have been talking about for a long time, and it goes to your point, is there a better way? And I think that has been, and the Department of Environmental Quality, frankly, has been a leader in using these processes in a number of environmental issues.
Mark Rubin, a professional mediator and a senior advisor to Governor Tim Kaine. Mark, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at sevillepodcast.com.
You've been listening to WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. The show can be heard every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 o'clock on News Radio 1070 WINA. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at sevillepodcast.com. If you enjoyed the show, why not check out our site for hours and hours of archives of Coy's show? You'll also find other radio programs, arts features, public affairs coverage, and more.